1-800-509-209. Hello, we are reading from Zohar for All. From item 200 on Vayikra, you can follow at Capital TV where you can ask questions there too. Rav, day by day, we study the Zohar, we listen to the Zohar, we read it, we listen to it, and we need to receive it in that way, that every day we get a portion of Zohar, and one by one it grows into a large collection, where we will reveal the whole force of the Zohar, and then we will be able to be equivalent to the authors of the Zohar. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Item 200. Bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. This is a praise for all those with faith. Who are those with faith? They are the ones who engage in Torah and know how to unite the holy name properly. And the praise of those with faith is that they stand at midnight to engage in Torah and adhere to the assembly of Israel, Malchut, to praise the Creator with words of Torah. 201. When one rises at midnight to engage in Torah, at northern wind, a northern wind, meaning illumination of the left, awakens at midnight, which is the deer and Malchut, and stands and praises the Creator, Zeranpin. And when she stands, several thousands and several tens of thousands stand with her in their existence, and they all begin to praise the Holy King. 202. The Creator listens to he who was rewarded and rose at midnight to engage in Torah. It is written, "You who dwell in the gardens, friends, listen to your voice. Let me hear it." And all that multitude above, and those who praise their master in song, keep silent for the praises of those who engage in Torah. They declare and say, "Bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord." In other words, you who engage in Torah, bless the Torah. You praise the Holy King. You crown the King. 203. And the deer, Malchut, is crowned in that man. She rises before the king and says, "See in what son I have come to you, in what son I have awakened toward you, and who are those that all their merit is before the king? It is they who stand in the house of the Creator in the nights. They are the ones who are called servants of the Creator. They are the ones who are worthy of blessing the king and whose blessing is a blessing. As it is written, lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord, you who merit the Holy King being blessed by you. The blessing through you is a blessing." Questions? What already?
Yes, Rav. How can the people have actually attained in Atzilut?
That's their problem. That's the way it is. There's their roots and branches. They can attain up to Baal Tikkun and relate it in the way of the roots and branches in Dalma. We have no idea what they're talking about, but they're words. We read the words according to how we read words, and we believe that these words are talking about the upper system, about the whole reality, that are telling us about how this system exists, how it stands, how it's operated, and we're in it, and we need to operate it too, and we're being operated by it, and from that we want to be part of it, to get ourselves acquainted with it, and in that way it influences us. And other than that, we don't need to know anything else. How did these great people wrote it? I don't know anything from it. Not even that question. I don't even understand. Barely even to give an answer. And that's where the different worlds come from. And to know the connection between them. And then to know how to express what's attained. If we're not attaining it, and we don't know the language, and we don't know how to express it, we don't know anything, even. We're just listening to it. We hear that this exists. So please, continue. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary. 204. The sanctuary is a high place, Chochma, from which the stream of the deep river, Bina, emerges, as it is written, and a river came out of the Eden to water. The river is Bina, and Eden is the upper sanctuary. For this reason, lift up your hands to the sanctuary. He should raise his hands to Chochmah and receive abundance of holiness from there. And one who does that and is rewarded with it, it is declared about him, the Lord bless you out of Zion. You will be blessed. You will bless the Creator from a place called the Upper Sanctuary, and He will bless you from a place called Zion. Thus, you and the Queen will be blessed together. 205. As man's bonding with Malchut is to praise the King together, from that place where the assembly of Israel is blessed out of Zion, her Yesod, from that very place, will he provide the blessings for you. It is written about that. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and see the good of Jerusalem. The good of Jerusalem are those blessings that come out to the Malchut from the King, through the holy degree of Tzaddik, righteous, Yesod de Zeranpin. As it is written, the Lord bless you out of Zion, and see the good of Jerusalem. 206. And see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Upon Israel, since that man increases peace above, for he has been so rewarded. He increases peace above and below, peace on the ordinary Israel, the Israel below, and peace which is the praise of the upper and lower, the praise of all the worlds. And words of Torah increase peace in the world. As it is written, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. If a soul should sin, Item 207. If a soul should sin, it is written, until the day breathes and the shadows flee away, people should be careful with their sins, so they will not sin before their master, since a herald goes out daily and calls upon the world, the people of the world. Awaken your hearts before the Holy King. Awaken to be careful with your sins. Awaken the holy soul that he has placed within you from the place of the upper holy one. Item 208. When the Creator brings out the soul to lower her into people, he cautions her to keep his commandments with several promises and several punishments. Moreover, he takes her through 1,008 worlds to entertain and to observe the glory of those who engage in Torah in them. She stands before the King in adorned garments in the form of this world. With the high adorned garments, she looks at the King's glory daily, and he crowns her with several crowns. 209. When it is time to go down to the world, she makes her abode in the Garden of Eden for 30 days to see the glory of the righteous master. And then she rises to her place above. Afterwards, she goes down to the world, and the Holy King crowns her with seven crowns until she comes and enters man's body. And when she is in man's body, sins in this world, and engages in darkness, the Torah is surprised at her and says, "And what all this glory and all this perfection, the High King completed the soul, and she sins before him." If a soul should sin, what does it mean that she should sin? 210. If a soul should sin, let us return to the words, "until the day breathes." This is an advice for the soul to be wary of her sin and to return so as to be purified. "Until the day breathes" means until the day of this world breathes and that harsh day comes when the king demands judgment to bring her out of this world. "And the shadows flee away" means that when it is one's time to leave the world, the image of man is removed from him. It is written, meaning until the day breathes that he should leave this world, "and the shadows flee away" means that the image has vanished and will return to its master. 211. While he exists, man has two images, one big and one small. As it is written, shadows in plural form, whose least is two. When they are together, man exists. This is why it is written, "and the shadows flee away." And at that time, one should regard one's actions and correct them before his master, and confess to them, because the Creator is called gracious and merciful, and accepts those who repent before him. 212. This is the meaning of "until the day breathes and the shadows flee away." Since these shadows are removed from him, and he is chained in cuffs, meaning he is going to die. If he repents, it is repentance. Still, it is not as good as penance that he repents while he exists. King Solomon declares and says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come." 213. Hence, until the day breathes, a man should correct his actions, because when his time comes to depart the world, the Creator wonders about him and says, "If one should sin after he hears a public adjuration to testify, when he is a witness, whether he has seen or otherwise known, if he does not tell it, then he will bear his guilt. This is because I have sworn her in my name, with an oath that she would not lie to me, and cautioned her when she came down to the world, and he witnessed how many times I cautioned her to keep my commandments. Hence, since man is a witness when he returns before the king, whether he has seen or otherwise known, meaning he saw these iniquities he had committed and looked upon them, or knew for certain that he had broken his master's commandment. If he does not say, if he does not confess to them before his master, when he leaves the world, then he will bear his guilt. And when he bears his guilt, how will they open a door for him, and how will he rise before his master? This is why it is written, "If one should sin." There's no questions? Yes. Do you know the Zohar by heart? It's not about the Zohar. I see that you're with...
Not on the Zohar.
I'm asking you about the Zohar. You need to buy it? There are many here available. It's not written that you have to read just in your own book. In any place, you can go and take a book and you can study from it. It's open to anyone. Okay, so ask, let's just say.
Rav, I see that you are smiling. How do you see that the Creator is good and benevolent?
First of all, I hear what the great people who have attained him say, that he's good and benevolent. They tell us that All of our evil is from our nature, from our desire to receive, from our ego. So if my ego, I'm able to, in some way, to lower it so it won't talk to me, to minimize it, to do it so that it's not determining what I'm doing and what I'm feeling, that I will use it in order to progress. Above all transgressions, I need love, and the ego, I need it, but I need to be the one in control of it, and I'm happy. I have a desire and I have the ability to study and to teach. That's the way it is. It's not simple. It requires a lot of nerves, a lot of consistency. And there's a lot of different methods. But there's no other way. That this is what they've paid before me. And that's the way I have to do it. Without my ego jumping out like a child that's not getting what he wants. And the spoiled, like a spoiled child. What more can you do?
I don't know. I'm asking you. There are people in this world that I really just want to do evil bad to them. But I just want to justify him.
I'm not even relating to what the people are doing. Why are you relating to the people? You heard and you read once that there's none else besides him. It's the creator disturbed.
How do I justify him?
Slowly, gradually, to educate yourself to see that the Creator is the one operating and He's doing it on purpose so that you'll lower your pride and you'll understand why He's doing this to you. And you'll tell Him thank you afterwards. There's nothing. There's no saboteur in the world other than your evil inclination. And that's what you see in all of these saboteurs that you see in the world. If they're thieves or liars or rapists, or I don't know what they're doing. It's just the example, the projection of your evil inclination. Just imagine what kind of evil is inside you. Look at the world. Oh my. These 7 billion people. And like this and that. 5 million. Rough estimate is 5 billion evildoers. And all of them are you. You. So what are you? So emotional about it, excited about it. You've come to a place where you can correct yourself, and then you'll see the world as good.
Why should I
until you can't suffer it any longer, and then you'll ask from the Creator that He'll correct you. Not that you're able to correct, you're nothing. You just have to feel. You just have to request, and until you request, He's going to try and keep breaking you. So He breaks you gradually, a few more years, then a few more years, until you say, "That's enough. I'm happy to die now." You really feel like you're ready to die, just to exit this evil, and He does it for you.
And it's not that's in my ego, it's just to go through this.
So after you correct it,
will that request actually work?
When you come to a true request, there's a request. After a true request, there's a correction, and it won't come back. The evil will not come back. When you get there, there's a lot of time. It'll take a lot of time. That's what all of our life has been given for. The whole life. For what are we living? We spoke about it. What's the meaning in life? Why are we living? In order to see that just to get rid of the evil. And how? By being able to ask from the Creator and have a true request. And in order to do that, it's when you're really willing for anything just to get rid of it. And that's why patience. Piece by piece, it becomes a great collection. And that's why you have to be patient. And I'll tell you that in my past, I was a lot worse than you.
Continue.
214. All this came upon us, yet we have not forgotten you, neither have we faults to your covenants. It should have said, all those came upon us, and not all this came upon us, which is in female form in Hebrew. However, all the dinim above that are included in this came upon us because this is the malchut, which contains all the dinim above. This is why he said this in female form. Yet we have not forgotten you means we did not forget the words of your law. How anyone who forgets the words of Torah and does not wish to engage in it, it is as though he forgets the Creator, since the whole Torah is the name of the Creator.
We did not lie in your covenant, because anyone who lies in the sign of this holy covenant that is written in him, it is though he lies in the name of the king, since the king's name is written in man in the circumcision. Another text indicates to that verse when it writes, if we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread forth our hands to a strange God. If we had forgotten the name of our God, is as it is written, yet we have not forgotten you. The word, or spread forth our hands to a strange God, are as it is written, neither we fall to your covenant. It is all one thing. And what is the lie here? It is that he spreads his hands to a strange God and lies in the sign of the covenant. This is why the Torah holds the covenant. And anyone who keeps this covenant, it is as though he keeps the whole Torah. And one who lies in this, it is as though he lies in the whole of the Torah. 216. Before Abraham was circumcised, it was not said that he kept the Torah. Once he was circumcised, it was written, because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. When he was circumcised, a holy imprint was imprinted in him, which kept him properly and described him virtue as though he had kept the whole Torah. It is also written of Isaac that my covenant will I establish with Isaac. And this is why the Torah is called covenant. 217. Because Joseph kept this covenant and did not wish to lie in it, he was rewarded with honor in this world and honor in the next world. Moreover, the Creator placed his name in him, as it is written, he appointed it in Yosef for a testimony, adding the name of Kevah to Yosef. Thus he was rewarded with the blessings of this world and the blessings of the next world. 218. His firstborn bullock, majesty, is his. Because Joseph kept this covenant, he was rewarded with a bull, the first of the offerings. Why was he blessed with this thing, which is left, and has a din over it? He should have been blessed with the right, for it is written, the face of an ox on the left side. It was to protect the son of Jeroboam, who made the left prevail over the right with his idolatry. 219. Since Joseph kept this covenant, which was gripped in 2 degrees, Yesod and Malchut, both are called covenant, and these 2 degrees above are called by names. In the portion Red Cow, the cow is Malchut, one of those two high degrees in the covenant. Also, the zivug of the cow is called an ox. This means that since the malchut of the covenant is called a cow, yesod, which is connected to her, is called an ox. This is why it is written, his firstborn bullock, majesty is his, and his horns are the wild ox. Majesty is his means that beauty and majesty extend from the illumination of the left, which is called an ox. But this is not an ordinary ox, like the oxen of the rest of the world. Rather, his horns are the horns of a wild ox, meaning his horn is superior to all the others. Hence, with them he shall gall the peoples, all of them, even the ends of the earth. The exposing near circumcision extends the mochin of illumination of Chochmah from the left side of Zerampin, which is called the face of an ox. In a place where there is exposing, it's not the form of the left. Also, the servant of Malchut in the covenant, which receives from him, is called a cow. And Moses praises him, his firstborn bullock, majesty is his. However, to bring him out of the left in the klipot, he says, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox, meaning that his horn is superior to all the others. This is so because horns means illuminations, such as the skin of his face sent forth beams, and all the oxen that are not from the high holy Merkava, but Joseph's horn, the high beam, extend from below upward. 220. This means that anyone who keeps the sign of this holy imprint, those two high degrees connect to keep him in everything and to crown him with the glory. This is why Joseph was rewarded with two kingdoms, his own and that of his son Yerovam. Since King Solomon clung to the foreign women, the kingship was given to Yerovam, and this is why the covenant is the fond of the most. 221. A man who bears a son is tied to divinity. This is the door of all the other doors, a door that connects to the holy name Havayah, where each sphira is a door to one above it. Also, a blood that comes out of the child during the circumcision is kept before the Creator, and when Dinim awaken in the world, the Creator notices that blood and saved the world. This is why it is written, and he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, since the eighth day implies to be now. From below upward. Also, illumination of the face of an ox extends from the left, hence the need to wait for the eighth day, as it is written, or if due to strength, 80 years, meaning he extends his life from Bina, the eighth sphira. 222. The world is perfumed by the chesed through the blood of circumcision, and all the world persist. It is written, if my covenant is not day and night, I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. If my covenant is very well, but why the need to write day and night? 223. And they are the door for all the other sphirot. One is Din, Malchut, and one is Rachamim, Zerampin. And they are perfumed in one another, male and female. On the side of the male, Zerampin, there is Chesed. On the side of the female, Malchut, there is Din. One is white, and one is red. And to be perfumed in one another, they connect to one another. This covenant is gripped in them, in the day and in the night, in Din and in Chesed, in Malchut and in Zerampin. First in Din, as it is written, let his left arm be under my head, and then there is Chesed in him, and he is perfumed in Chochmah and Chesedim. This is the covenant, called day and night, as it is written, if my covenant is not day and night, meaning that he grips both Zerampin, day, and Malchut called night. 224. One who is rewarded with properly keeping this covenant and did not sin in it his whole life is a Merkavati Yasod and is gripped to the day and to the night, which are Zon, like the Yasod. Also, he is rewarded with new worlds, this world and the next world. This is why Abraham is called whole, as it is written, walk before me and be wholehearted. When he is called wholehearted, which means whole, it is when he is rewarded with day and night. As it is written, by day the Lord will command his mercy, and in the night his song shall be with me. Abraham inherited both, but the chesed did not fully exist in him until he was circumcised. When he was circumcised, chesed persisted in him, and he was rewarded with both, and was called whole. 225. It is written, as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. The tent door is the tenth sphira of the king, Malchut, the door to every holy tabernacle of the rest of the sphirot. King David called it a door, as it is written, open to me the gates of righteousness, meaning Malchut. It is also written, this is the gate of the Lord. In the heat of the day means that the light of Chesed Zerampin shines, meaning the part of Abraham's lot. And as he sits in the tent door, Malchut, he sits Zerampin in his Chesed, which is called in the heat of the day. And both existed in him when he was circumcised. This is why it is called covenant of day and night. It is written, the Lord will pass over the door. This means that on this door, which is Malchut, there is Chesed, so the door will be perfumed for this reason and will not allow the destroyer. 226. When the proselyte is circumcised and comes under the wings of divinity, he is called proselyte by righteousness, but not more. He is a proselyte by righteousness because he was rewarded with entering the sphira called righteousness, min malchut. And you say day and night that the circumcised is rewarded with both, meaning zerampin too. 227. One who comes from a holy root and a seed of truth is not like one who comes from an evil seed and from the root of the evil and harsh disgust. It is written about Israel, yet I planted you a choice vine, holy a seed of truth. It is written about the nations of the world, whose flesh is as the flesh of asses, and whose ejaculation is like the ejaculation of horses. 228. For this reason, Israel are holy, the seed of truth, a seed that was perfumed on Mount Sinai, and whose every foot has been taken off. For this reason, they will perfume all come the holy sign of day and night, to be whole in everything. But it is hard to remove the filth from the nations of the world, even as much as three generations. And certainly this is why he is called a proselyte of righteousness, since he only entered the sphira Malchut, called righteousness, but not Zerampin. 229. As for the idol worship, nations, before they are circumcised, they are in the lower Ketarim, which are not holy, and the spirit of impurity is over them. Once they have been converted and circumcised, they are in the holy Keter, atop the rest of the lower Ketarim and Malchut, and a holy spirit is over them. But Israel are holy, sons of holy ones, in seed and root. They are perfumed on Mount Sinai and enter the complete and holy faith. When they are circumcised, they are in everything, in Rampin and in Malchut, which are called day and night. As it is written, you that adhere to the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day.
Questions, yes.
Eitan from the Eilat group and Dror from the Virtual group, what's the importance of reading Zohar during the lesson and just rather than just listening to the reader? How can you connect the two?
Mm-hmm.
there's not. You can use the Book of Zohar is only for Sgula, for Remedy, and you can learn from it. Yeah, like quite like you can learn from Tas. The structure of the worlds, but it's not a book for learning from. You can learn a few beautiful details about what the Zohar is talking about that no one else is talking about. We have from the whole complete Zohar from what they wrote, we only have 10%. They wrote it as an interpretation of the Torah, of all the books of Torah. And it was really, if it was the original Zohar, it would be what we have now is like three books, and what they originally wrote, it would be maybe 30 books. It would really be like that. They wrote a lot. But even then, we have to understand that there's a divine providence that we have to receive it specifically in this way for our generation. And that's what we need to remedy Sgula for our souls. And what will be revealed later, it might even be the whole Book of Zohar. Maybe not. Because then we will be Kabbalists with attainment. I don't know. We need to understand that right now what we're reading, it's not as an educational textbook.
A student from England, when the creator sends an illness, he wants to bring the person closer to him. How can you actually use this situation to actually go above my ego?
It's not a preferable way to be in illness, to have these disturbances. Without a choice, the Creator returns us to the good. What's preferable is that we'll feel it's good with a lot of forces and awakening, and from there we will get to attainment. But it's impossible. It's not possible. But we need to believe that ideally a person would be able to do it. It's enough to have some small awakening, and from that I'm already like a baby who's born, cries when he's born, from the great efforts of the birth. It's enough for all of his life. Really like that. But as we see, that it's impossible. The disturbances, we need to praise them. We be considerate of them. To pay attention to them and praise them and to use them correctly. Please continue. The waters of Noah, item 230. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over, it is written, the waters of the flood were upon the earth. It is also written, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood. But there it writes, the waters of the flood, and not the waters of Noah. And here it writes, the waters of Noah. And it also writes, for this is unto me. It should it not have said, for they are unto me. 231. When there are many righteous in the world, the Creator is glad and is praised by them. When there is a righteous in the world, and he is in it, it is as though he casts peace in the world, which is Malchut. And the whole world is blessed through him, and he casts peace into the company above. It is written, or else let him take hold of my strength, make peace unto me, peace, let him make unto me. Two pieces are written here. Make peace unto me, instilling male and female Zeranpin and Malchut, and peace, let him make unto me. When the patriarchs Chagat de Zeranpin are blessed. 232. What is the difference between make peace unto me and peace let him make unto me? When the patriarchs are blessed, meaning Chagat, it is said, peace let him make unto me. This is so because he puts peace before everything, since it is the most important. This is why it writes peace first. Peace let him make unto me. Make peace unto me does not put peace first here, since first the serpent that is with the Nukva, which is Malchut, must be removed, and then Zeranpin will come to be in his place with the Malchut. This is why he puts make first, making the correction of removing the serpent, and then the peace between Zeranpin and Malchut. 233. When there is a righteous in the world, dinim do not awaken and do not govern the world, since a righteous man is a sign in the world, minei yesod, which is called a sign, and the Creator wishes to honor him, hence the world exists because of him. 234. When people are guilty before the Creator and that righteous one is in the world, the Creator speaks with him, so he will ask for mercy for the world, and he will be appeased toward them. What does the Creator do? He speaks to him of those wicked ones in the world and tells him that he will do good only to him and will destroy all of them. What is the way of that righteous man? He will leave his own and takes himself to plead for the whole world, so the Creator will be appeased toward them. 235. How do we know this? From Moses. The Creator told him, Israel have sinned. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it. He also said to him, let me alone, that I may destroy them. At that time, Moses said, if, because of my honor, Israel will be obliterated from the world, I would rather die, and let it not be said that I left the whole world for my own honor. Promptly, and Moses besought the Lord his God and gave himself to death in several places for Israel. It is written, but now, if you will, forgive their sin, and if not, please blot me out from your book. Moses did not move from there until the Creator forgave Israel, as it is written, and the Lord repented of the evil which he said he would do unto his people. It is also written, and the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. 236. Concerning Noah, it is written, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. Noah told him, and what will you do to me? He told him, but I will establish my covenant with you. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. He did not beseech mercy for the world, and the water came down and destroyed the people of the world. This is why it writes, the waters of Noah, for they were dependent upon him, since he did not beseech mercy for the world. 237. Hence the words, and Noah, man of the earth, began. Began means he shall not break his word, for it became secular. He is a man of the earth, because all the people were destroyed because of him, for he did not beseech mercy for them. Another interpretation, man of the earth, means that the earth existed thanks to him, after the former ones corrupted it. As it is written, I will never again curse the ground on account of man. 238. The waters of Noah are called so because he caused them to be called after his name by not having prayed for them. But what does this is unto me mean? The Creator said, the waters of Noah caused me to reveal this, meaning Malchut, in the world, appearing as the rainbow to protect the world. It is written, "As for me, this is my covenant with them." It is also written, "This is the token of the covenant. I have set my bow in the world. I have set my bow in the cloud to protect the world." In other words, the rainbow indicates that there is no one to watch over the world and pray for it, but I do for the honor of my name, which is implied in this. And who calls this to me? The waters of Noah, who did not pray and did not protect the world. 239. This is why the sign of a pious righteous is that the rainbow does not appear in his days, since in his days the world has no need for this token, because he protects the world with his prayer. And who is he? One who beseeches mercy for the world and is worthy of protecting it, such as Rabbi Shimon, in whose days the world did not need this token, since that token is a sign in the world that there is no protector but the Creator. Okay? Rav, okay? Everyone's calm. Yes.
I wanted to ask, is there a state where the evil incarnation agrees to go together with the good inclination?
It's a good question. It's a good question, yes. That the hero of heroes is one who also surrenders his evil inclination and works with it. And when does that happen? When he surrenders his evil inclination, overcomes it, acquires the quality of Bina, which is the quality of good, and when he's in the degree of Bina, above reason, in order to bestow, then begins the desire to bestow, also starts to praise, which is to receive in order to bestow, which is then when the evil inclination isn't already evil anymore. It's working with him.
When the evil inclination
his enemies will also be complete with him.
As an allegory, when the evil inclination meets the Ur Chassidim, does he not feel it as something good? I'm saying this specifically as a picture.
I'm trying to depict what you're saying, the evil inclination and the Ur Chassidim. It's already something good.
So you can't live with it in one glove.
Without the resistance, how can they live? When the plus and the minus, without the resistance, how is it possible?
But we say there has to. We say that the left line is like a shell on the right line. There can't be a left without the right. It's the left of the right.
What you're trying to say is the right line. The left line can only exist if we have the right line. Or are you asking how can there be a right without the left?
Well, those two states seem to be similar to me. That's the question. It can't be without a left line, without a right line, and no right line without the left line.
Until they have these lines. And then you just have the evil inclination, and you try to overcome it. There are no lines. When you're trying to overcome it, then you conquer it, and you try to run away from it, and then you try to raise it slowly, in order to bestow, to build from it, from the evil inclination, you start to build the forces of Bina. And when you're in Bina, then it's still not the quality of good, it's just the quality of bestowal. And when you're in Bina, you bring closer to it the desire to receive of Malchut, and then you have really the quality of good. I need to explain it in processes. There is a good question. Okay, so we'll read a bit more.
הקדוש ברוך הוא גוזר וצדיק מבטל. 240.
240. There was no decree that was sentenced on the world from above that Rabbi Shimon not revoke, as it is written, the rock of Israel spoke to me. Ruler over men shall be the righteous. A righteous rules the fear of God. The Creator rules over man, who rules over the Creator? The righteous. The Creator sentences and the righteous revoke. 241. Such was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. One day he was sitting at the door of the gates to the city of Lod. He raised his eyes and he saw that the sun was shining. He blocked its light three times. Thus the light was darkened, and black and green was seen in the sun. He said to Rabbi Elazar, his son, follow me, my son, and we will see. A decree must have been declared above, and the Creator wishes to inform me. Indeed, that thing was sent hangs above for 30 days, and the Creator does not act before he alerts the righteous. It is written, for the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his counsel until his servants, the prophets. 242. While they were walking in the vineyard, they saw a serpent came with its mouth open, blazing in the dust of the earth. Rabbi Shimon was disturbed, and his hands struck the serpent's head. The serpent went silent and lowered its mouth, and Rabbi Shimon saw its tongue dangling. He told it, serpent, serpent, go and tell the high serpent, which invites and slanders, that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is in the world. The serpent put its head into a hole in the ground, and Rabbi Shimon said, I declare that as the lower serpent returned to the hole in the ground, the upper serpent will return to the hole of the great deep. 243. Rabbi Shimon whispered a prayer. While they were praying, they heard a voice saying, the sentences have ceased. Return to your places. The strikes of the saboteurs are gone from the world because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai cancelled them. Happy are you, Rabbi Shimon, that your master wishes for your best more than for all the people in the world. It is written about Moses, and Moses besought, meaning that he was sickened, that you, Rabbi Shimon, sentence, and the Creator keeps. He sentences, and you revoke. 244. In the meantime, he saw that the sun shone and that black was removed. Rabbi Shimon said, it must be that the world has been perfect. He went into his house and interpreted, for the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness. The upright shall behold his face. What is his face? For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness. Because the upright shall behold his face, meaning the high faces of the people of the world, for they need to ask of the Creator for mercy for everything they need. 245. What is the upright shall behold his face? These are the ancient days, the Sfirot of Atik, the hidden of all that are hidden, the Keter. And the days of the world are the Sfirot of Zerampin, which are called his face. They see each other in an upright way, what they should see, meaning the Panim of Zerampin sees the Panim of Atik, and the Panim of Atik sees the Panim of Zerampin in an upright way, without turning right or left. 246. When the Creator watches over the world and sees that the acts of people below are upright, Atik, which is Keter, appears in Zerampin, Tiferet, and all those Panim of Zerampin look at the hidden Panim of Atik. Then all are blessed because they look at each other in an upright way, in the middle line, which leans neither to the right nor to the left. It is written about that, The upright shall behold his face, meaning that the faces of Atik and Zarampin look at each other in an upright way, in the middle line. And then they are all blessed and water each other until all the worlds are blessed and all the worlds are as one. At that time, it is considered that the Lord is one and his name one. 247. And when the iniquities of the world increase, Atik is concealed, and they do not look face to face. Then Dinim awaken in the world, thrones set up, and Atik, which is Keter, is concealed and not revealed. As it is written, I looked until thrones were set up, and Atik Yomin was sitting, until thrones were set up, are the upper Keters that water all the others who establish their existence. They are the patriarchs Hagat the Zarampin. And Atik Yomin was sitting means that he was not revealed. He is considered sitting, because one who sits lowers his height, and then the wicked in the world turn the Rachamim into din. From the side of Ima emerge Klipot, investigators of judgment and law. 248. From the side of Ima emerge Klipot, investigators of judgment and law, and clink-clink gravings of the Tikvora, left line, din, and rule over the Rachamim, as it is written, that are gathered together against the Lord. Now, that is on the Rachamim, is called Havaya. At that time, the worlds are lacking. They are incomplete, and dispute awakens in all of them. 249. And when the people of the world improve their actions below, the dinim are perfumed and impregnated, and the rachamim awaken and rule over the evil that has awakened from the harsh din. And when the rachamim awaken, there are joy and comfort because they rule over, as it is written, and the Lord repented of the evil. He repented because the harsh din has surrendered and the rachamim ruled.